So we're talking about delayed brisim. There's also a situation where, sadly, if a bris did not take place on time, and if chas v'shalom lo yaleinu, a child was a nefel, it was a miscarriage, a child that died within 30 days of his birth, that baby gets a bris milah as well. It's not done in the regular, normal fashion. Of course, it can be done with a rock, it could be done with anything that will make an incision and cut. Priya is not done like it's normally done by a regular bris, which is what we get from Avraham Avinu, Nisa Bevisa Shalom Avraham Avinu. But the arla is cut off, and this is the Inyan, the Gemara says, Maus ha'arla, the extra foreskin is considered maus and disgusting and despised in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's removed even from a nafel before the baby is buried. If the baby was buried for some reason before that circumcision took place, they would actually take the baby out and do this bris to the babies. It should not remain there till Tchias HaMeisim, uncircumcised. There's a very sad halacha associated with this, and that is if Chas V'Shalom the mother died as well during childbirth, there's a minig that they bury the mother together with the nafel. And in that case, if they had not yet done the circumcision to the baby, they will not open up the grave if the baby was buried together with the mother. They would only do it if it's just the baby himself. Together with the fact that this circumcision is done for the sake of Tchias HaMeisim, and also that it shouldn't be a disgrace for the baby that was nifter himself while in the grave, together with that is that a name is also given to a nefel, that there should be a name for Mitzvah Shem when the neshama is restored by Tchias HaMeisim. This type of milah does not come with a bracha at all. It's not mamisha mitzvah. It's just done again out of kavod for the nefel and in preparation for Tchias HaMeisim. One more note on a delayed bris. If a person is getting a bris not in the proper time, there's a discussion if that baby can have a bris on Yom Tov Sheni. We had mentioned that late bris is not Doicha Shabbos. It also will not be Doicha Yom Tov. But it is questionable if a late bris could be Doicha Yom Tov Sheni. And we'll say that within 30 days, where there's always a Suffolk Nefel, Rachman Litzlan, it will not be Doicha Yom Tov Sheni. But if the baby is past 30 days old and it's a late bris, then we are lenient to allow the bris to take place, even on Yom Tov Sheni. Now moving on to another topic, bris milah and the removal of the arla is considered something that's a covenant between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's something that's reserved as a covenant between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's considered aser to give a bris milah to a non-Jew, with the exclusion of B'nai Yishmael and B'nai Keturah. B'nai Keturah are chayiv in bris, B'nai Yishmael are not really chayiv in a bris, but the two families, the two nations, have been mixed together tremendously, and there's a suffix deraisa on them, and therefore B'nai Yishmael and B'nai Keturah, it would be permitted for a Jewish male to give them a bris, because consider that they are chayiv in bris. When we say that it's also to do a bris for other people, that's only if it's being done for a religious purpose as a covenant to Hashem. If a non-Jew would, let's say, request from a Jewish doctor, Moyel, to do a bris milah on him just for the sake of health or for some other reason, nothing related to the religious aspect of a bris milah, then it would be permitted, but only if the doctor would be doing it, again, for health reason and also for him to make money. He has to be paid for it. He cannot be doing it as a favor for the guy. In those situations, even when the moel is allowed to do it for non-Jew, priya is not done, just the circumcision of the removal of the arla itself, but not priya. It's interesting to note that Yosef HaTzadik required that the Egyptians all do a bris milah when they wanted food during the years of hunger. And there's a discussion of why he did that. Our great-grandfather, Rabbi Ruchim Levavitz, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Livracha, has an amazing insight into that. And he says that because the arla is considered despised and disgusting and disgraceful to the Tzelem Elikim of a human body, he says, Yosef HaTzadik was such a tremendous Baal Chesed. He was so kind. This wasn't a missionary action. This was not a religious thing. As we just said, it's also to do this as a matter of religion for non-Jews. Rather, Yosef HaTzadik was so caring and giving and such a provider of good, even for the Egyptians that were under his authority, that he wanted to ensure that they be buried and they go to the grave one day with the circumcision and not go to the grave with the mius, with the disgusting arla. The great, tremendous thinkers of Klai Yisrael, our sages from many years before, have discussed, how is it possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would create the human body at Tzelem Elokim with an imperfection of something that's considered Moos? And the response to that is, this was a symbol that we are born to work on ourselves. We're born imperfect in order to perfect ourselves. And life is a constant avoda to always improve ourselves. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in that way.